Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and my co-host Savitri will be back with us next week. She's just finishing up some travel for the rest of the year. And I have a fascinating show here, and I have my guest, Dr. Magda Havas, back with us. And for those of you listening that did not hear her several weeks ago, she's a fascinating individual. And Magda, you're there?
I am here.
Great. Well, let me just tell our listening audience a little bit about you. Dr. Havas is an associate professor of environmental and resource studies at Trent University in Canada, where she teaches and does research on the biological effects of environmental contaminants. She received her PhD from the University of Toronto, completed postdoctoral research at Cornell University, and taught at the University of Toronto before going to Trent University in Peterborough, Canada. And she's been teaching a course on biological effects of electromagnetic fields for 15 years, and the public has hardly heard anything about this. And to finish up her bio, she has given over 265 public lectures in 20 countries to 24 universities, meaning she knows what she's talking about by this time. So, Magda, welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
You are so welcome. And we're going to talk about a topic that I'm sure very few people know about. And what I would love to start the show with is tell me how you discovered this and how you got started in this. And then we'll tell people what dirty electricity really is.
Okay. Well, I was doing research on electromagnetic fields, and I gave an interview to a reporter who worked for the Toronto Star. And there was a woman in Toronto who read that report and contacted me. And her story was that she had a daughter who was electrically sensitive, who had started going to a new school and was very ill, to the point where at lunchtime she would have to come home and the daughter spent the entire afternoon sleeping. So she had chronic fatigue, chronic pain, and was highly responsive to electromagnetic pollution in various forms. And she said the reason that she was contacting me is that she had permission from the school to put in special filters that reduce the amount of dirty electricity or that improve poor power quality. And she wanted to find out if I would be willing to conduct a study at the school to find out how many other people might benefit from these filters. And that was the first time I ever heard that there were filters that you could plug into your home that could actually improve your health. Now, dirty electricity has been around for a long time, and it's really corrupted electricity. It's very similar to polluted water. You might have bacterial contamination or chemicals in the water. So it's not the water that's making you sick when you drink it. It's these other things. And same with electricity. If you have a lot of high-frequency events that are on the wire, and these happen from a number of appliances in your home, as well as turning light switches and things on and off, you will produce these surges that turn out to be biologically active. And what we knew about this before I found out about the filters and the health effects is we knew that this type of energy can damage electronic equipment. And that's one reason people use power surges to plug their, you know, sensitive electronics into their computers or television sets, and that's to protect the equipment against these surges. And it turns out these surges are actually biologically active. To make a very long story short, I agreed to do the study. She was a very dedicated mother, obviously, and the school was willing to allow her to put these filters in. And so we designed it in such a way that none of the people in the school knew what we were doing, and that was necessary to prevent any kind of psychological reaction to the testing. And we simply asked teachers at the end of each school day for, I think, a three-month period, how they felt and how their students behaved at the end of the school day. And during part of this, we had filters in, and during part of this, we didn't have any filters in, and then we compared the with and without filters. Now, I was very skeptical that these filters would have any kind of effect, and it took me a long time before I sat down to actually crunch the data, because I knew it was going to be a lot of work, and I was really expecting not to find anything. And what I found was absolutely astounding, and I was so surprised by it that I was convinced I had somehow made a mistake, and I checked my calculations at least three times. And every single time I checked them, they came out with the same thing. And what they showed me is that about 50% of the teachers improved while the filters were in. They felt better during the day. They had more energy. They, you know, for those who had headaches and pain normally during the day, that was certainly diminished. They were thinking more clearly. I mean, the results were absolutely astounding. And when I asked the teachers about how the students behaved, what I found was that the students, many of the symptoms that we now associate with attention deficit disorder or attention hyperactivity, ADHD, those were the symptoms that seemed to diminish, and particularly in the younger students, less so in the students that were in high school. So this was absolutely amazing. And, you know, we presented the paper at a conference in Greece, and I eventually met the person who developed these filters and just wanted to learn more about them, because I haven't seen anything that does the same thing so quickly to so many people.
Unbelievable.
So that's really how I got involved in this whole area.
And did the school, how did the school take the information?
Well, I think, you know, it was very new to them. We presented it to the teachers. We actually gave reports back to individual teachers because it was all confidential. Not every teacher in the school responded to the questionnaire. And some of the teachers who had a huge improvement were incredibly thankful. I remember one teacher had terrible eczema, and she was taking all kinds of medication, creams and drugs and everything else, and nothing helped her eczema at all. And after these filters went in, her skin cleared up. And, you know, she was just amazed. And when we took the filters out again, because we did a pre- and post-filter, study, her eczema began to come back. So there was, you know, a direct relationship between her exposure and her
symptoms. How quickly after the filters went in did she start to notice her eczema being reduced?
It was within a matter of a few days she noticed differences. And
oh, my God.
They just continued to improve. So
unbelievable.
And the things we're finding, that for me, you know, if I wasn't doing this research, and I would be incredibly skeptical if anyone made the same claims, because they are just so miraculous.
Well, that's a big statement to say, since you've got so much background.
Well, you know, there are so many products available now for people to buy that's supposed to improve their health, and unfortunately no one's doing real testing on them. You know, the manufacturers may do their own testing, but that's difficult to trust because, you know, they're trying to sell a product. And I think what we really need to do is for government, you know, both in the United States and Canada, to begin to test some of these products for the claims that they're making. I mean, this particular product is absolutely phenomenal. I have it in my own home. But the interesting thing is, after we completed the school study, I met the inventor of the product. His name is Dave Stetzer, and he's a power quality expert in Wisconsin. And I also got to know his colleague, Dr. Martin Graham, who's a professor emeritus at UC Berkeley. And Dr. Graham designed some meters for testing so that, you wouldn't have to hire a qualified engineer to come in and do the testing for you, that you could actually do it yourself. And they designed these filters that remove certain frequencies from wiring. And when I met Dave Stetzer, we talked a lot about some of the work he was doing and some of the work I was doing. There was a lot of overlap. And one of the things he told me is that it helped diabetics. And normally when he went into a place and installed these filters, he would comment and let everyone know that if they were diabetic, to check their blood sugar more regularly and to have, you know, a chocolate bar or something handy in case their blood sugar dropped, because that was the norm, that their blood sugar would begin to decrease just by, you know, being exposed to a clean environment. And so we actually began to do research with diabetics, and I was really quite excited about this because the work we had done in the school environment was all subjective. You know, you ask someone how bad is your headache today, and they, you know, they say, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 8. And that's very subjective, and, you know, scientists like to work with real numbers and something that's much more objective. And blood sugar is. You can prick your finger, get a reading, and that's pretty objective. You can't mentally control your blood sugar unless you're a yogi, I guess.
That's another show.
Yeah, that's another show. Anyway, so we decided to work with people who are diabetics, and we found, once again, the most amazing results. One woman that we worked with in New York had type 2 diabetes, so she wasn't taking any medication. She was controlling her blood sugar by exercising. And she and I began to talk. She was very concerned about the quality of her environment and different types of exposure. And so I got her to do various things and simply measure her blood sugar. And one of the things, when she sent me her records, we found that when she walks, if she goes for a 20-minute walk, something, you know, casual, not necessarily, you know, sweat-producing, her blood sugar drops to normal, irrespective of how high it is to begin with. So walking exercise is a really good way for her to control her blood sugar. And most doctors will recommend that exercise and, you know.
We've got one more minute before the break, so this isn't a great story. So just heads up.
And I'll just give you the punchline. If she worked out in her home on a treadmill, her blood sugar actually went up every single time she did that, because that treadmill was producing dirty electricity and she was sensitive to that. So doctors who recommend that you exercise should actually warn you about using electronic equipment to exercise if you're diabetic and you're electrically sensitive.
And we're going to talk about that more when we come back, because that's a fascinating comparison. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and our guest is Dr. Meg DeHavis, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and Savitri will be back next week. We're having a fascinating show today. Our guest is Dr. Meg DeHavis, and she's a PhD and a toxicologist and a researcher, and she's been studying EMFs, or biological effects of electromagnetic fields. So welcome back, Megda.
Thank you, Mona.
And right before the break, we were talking about this fascinating study you discovered about diabetes and exercising walking versus walking on a treadmill and the effects of that. But for our listeners, let's go back and define dirty electricity so they understand what that is.
Okay, it's actually quite difficult to define dirty electricity. Normally when I'm giving talks, I can, you know, show a picture of what it looks like. And perhaps what I could do is define clean electricity to start with. Electricity in North America has a certain frequency, and it's 60 cycles per second. We call that 60 hertz. And if you were to look at it on a meter, a scope meter, an oscilloscope, it would look like a smooth wave going up and down, and that's called a sine wave. When we have dirty electricity, instead of that nice, smooth up and down, there are bumps on it, and it's irregular, and it sort of goes up and down much more rapidly. And what these are high frequencies. So instead of just 60 cycles per second, they also have high frequencies that are thousands of cycles per second riding on top of the wave. And one of the ways I describe it is you can think of the 60 hertz electrical wave as a car. It's the carrier. And in that car, you might have passengers, and those passengers would be these higher frequencies that are riding on in the carrier wave. And it's these higher frequencies that are causing a lot of the health effects that we're noticing in urban and rural areas.
So if you, I've got my wall outlet, I go and I plug in my computer.
Right.
So when I plug in my computer, instantly the fact that the electricity is coming through my computer creates that dirty electricity then, correct?
Exactly. If you have electronic devices in your home, like a computer, a television set, plasma TVs are notoriously bad for this, for example. What will happen is as that electricity flows through your computer and does the work, it becomes corrupted. There are high frequencies that are being generated by the equipment. And unless the equipment is properly filtered, and most of it is not properly filtered in North America, then you corrupt the electricity. And this then flows along your wires right back to the source, which is to the product that's actually producing it.
Well, it's fascinating because I got one of these measure these Stetzer filters and the meter, and
yes.
Right after I discovered this, and I've been going around my house checking all the outlets, and it's been shocking. But what was shocking was right under my desk where I have my basics, the computer, the printer, I have a paper shredder, I have a salt lamp, and then I even had a little water fountain. And The readings were like over 400, which is extremely high, or it's not the highest, but it's high enough. And it took me a couple of filters to get that reduced down to like 70 or 80, what the measurement of GS filters.
Yep.
And I also noticed just my little water fountain, just unplugging that, made a huge difference in the amount that was coming. So I've been really conscious of how much I'm actually plugging in. And two things I've noticed. One is I don't get as tired at my desk. But the other thing is sometimes when I would go to bed at night, I would hear this real high-pitched hum in my ears that I could never figure out where that's coming from. And I've noticed since I've had the filters on my desk that has been reduced significantly. So I don't know if that's an effect of just that, but it was just a real high-pitched, I don't know how to sound, very subtle, but I've had it, and that has finally reduced. So I have no idea.
Right. Some people who are electrically sensitive can hear that, they hear this high-pitched sound from electronic devices or from wireless technology. And some people have tinnitus, which means they have it all the time, irrespective, and that's damage to the ear. But with other people, it's intermittent, and they're just very sensitive to the frequencies. And so if that sound has gone away, and nothing else has changed, I would hazard to guess that you might have a certain amount of sensitivity to this in the sense that you can hear these high frequencies. And when they're removed, then it goes away or it diminishes.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing, but it's shocking to watch the readings on this meter, and it's empowering because you can do something about it, and these filters are incredibly effective for how much they reduce it. I mean, just plugging them in, the wall socket, it's just amazing how much that they will filter out. So I wanted to go back to your studying with this diabetes, and you've also studied MS symptoms and asthma. So talk a little bit about that.
Okay, can I just, with the diabetes, there's just one other example I'd like to give, because the example I gave was a woman who doesn't take medication. We've also worked with people where they put filters in their home, and these are type 1 diabetics. So these are people who have had diabetes for, you know, many, many years, and they are on medication, so they control their diabetes with insulin. And what we found in those examples is that after the filters go in, their blood sugar drops substantially. It doesn't mean they're not diabetic, but the levels of blood sugar are much, much lower, and they have to reduce the amount of medication they're taking because otherwise they'll go into diabetic shock because their blood sugar just drops so quickly.
And how many days would it take for that to, is it just within like 2 days that they will notice that?
It's within a few minutes. It's within about half an hour that we get responses.
Wow.
So the response is really, really dramatic and very quick. And then if you take this individual who's diabetic and electrically sensitive, and you move them from a clean electromagnetic environment to a dirty one, their blood sugar begins to increase rapidly, like within minutes as well. We can notice changes within 20 to 30 minutes. And if you then move them back into the clean environment, it drops as quickly. So they're like an on-off switch. And we don't understand the mechanism, but I know that when diabetics are stressed, when their body's under physiological stress, the normal reaction is for them to increase their blood sugar. And so we've got a lot of evidence that this radiation is actually stressing the body.
I can imagine. In fact, with the archive of this show, I'm going to put the link to your website where you have these videos that show about MS. There's a couple of them in there that are just fascinating and about diabetes for our viewers or our listeners so that you can see this video. It's just amazing what this whole discovery about this pollution of our electricity. It's just a subtle layer that we just wouldn't even think about.
Okay.
And what about asthma?
Well, there was a school in Wisconsin that had sick building syndrome. A lot of the teachers were really quite ill and the students were ill. And there were a number of students in the school who had asthma to the point where they had to use their inhalers on a daily basis. And the teachers complained to the point where they were going to take it to their union if nothing was done. And so what the school did is they cleaned up everything. They assumed it was mold and chemicals because that's what we normally look for. So they got rid of the mold. They, you know, got rid of carpets. They got rid of a lot of the chemicals they were using. And the teachers came back in September, and the students came back, and they got sick again. So it wasn't related to mold or chemicals. And then they measured power quality in the school and realized it was very bad. And by the way, it's bad in most schools with all the computers and fluorescent light bulbs that they have and things like that. And so they put filters in, and I can't remember the exact number, but something like 34 or 37 students used inhalers on a daily basis. That dropped to about 4.
Oh, my God.
And that was entirely for exercise-induced asthma. And the way they found out about this was really intriguing, because in schools, the kids had to go, like this is elementary school, and they had to go to the school nurse to use the inhaler, and the nurse would make a record of it every single time. And the parents paid for this. So the parents would call the school, the nurse, and say, does Johnny need his prescription filled for his inhaler? Because what he was using at home had to be filled. And, you know, the nurse would look at the records, and they say, well, no, Johnny hasn't been using his inhaler for over 2 weeks now.
Uh-huh.
And the parents would say, what? And that's when the school nurse actually went through all the data and found this. The kids still needed them at home because they were in a dirty environment there, but they didn't need them at school.
Oh, my God. How lucky those kids were to have discovered that.
Exactly.
And was there any reaction from the parents? Did the parents believe them?
Oh, the parents were amazed, and many of them then installed filters in their homes so that Johnny didn't have to have, you know, use the, you know, inhaler nearly so often. Now, these kids still have asthma, so, you know, don't misunderstand me, but their symptoms are significantly reduced.
Hey, well, anytime you can stop putting some chemicals in there to stop a symptom, that's got to be a positive.
Exactly.
And, again, how did the schools react? Did the schools, were they
Oh, they were
positive?
Delighted.
Okay.
They were absolutely positive. Not only, it turns out, well, the teachers were really happy and the kids were, you know, obviously a lot healthier and were able to concentrate and focus on learning. The unusual thing that happened, and perhaps it's not so unusual, is that they began to, these filters purify the electricity. So they were protecting the sensitive electronic equipment in the school. So the number of repairs that they needed for computers and other electronic devices went way down. And in
the end,
huge. They actually saved, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars over a certain period, but it was really substantial, and it more than paid for the cost of installing the filters in the first place.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we're back to where we have to take a break again, and we're going to come back and talk about the bigger picture of this. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after this break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, sisters, to Sisters Talk Radio. I love shows like today. It's just the best. We're talking with our guest is Dr. Magda Havis, and we're talking about the electricity pollution, for a short way to say that, and the effects that it can have on you, on your health, and also on your equipment. So welcome back, Dr. Magda Havis.
Thank you, Mona.
And right before the break, we just said something. I don't know if your listeners all caught that, but if you've got sensitive equipment in your home, like you know, just upgraded your computer, which I just did, to a better drive, and, because our computers are our communication with the world in a lot of places, that this gives you a chance to protect your equipment. It's not always the power surges, but these filters can protect your equipment as well as your body. So it's a great combination. But let's go back to talking about this electricity pollution with cancer and MS. So what did you find out about that?
Okay, well, let's do the MS first, because that was my own research. One of the things that happened at that Wisconsin school is that one of the teachers there had multiple sclerosis, and her symptoms were really quite severe to the point where she was planning on quitting teaching because she couldn't think clearly. She had physical problems and everything else. And after the filters went in, her MS symptoms diminished enormously, and she continued to improve. And when I found out about that, I thought, well, that's another area we could look into. So I began to work with MS patients. And what I found is that when we put filters in their home, the first patient I worked with, I had no idea if this was going to help her or not. And so I explained to her, you know, what we were doing, and just simply asked her if she wanted to volunteer. And most of these people, you know, are taking medication. Their lives are severely compromised, and the symptoms often get worse over time. So, you know, they're really desperate to have some help. And she was very willing to participate. And so after we put the filters in her home, the very next day, I got a phone call from her, and I gave her my home number, and I thought, oh, my God, she's fallen. This is a woman who had to walk with a cane and just didn't have any energy, was confused a lot of the time, couldn't think clearly. And when she called me, I said, you know, what happened? And she said, well, I want to tell you that they're already having an effect. And I thought, well, you know, this is the placebo effect. You think you're benefiting, and so you are, because I didn't think ever that you could have such a rapid response to these filters with MS. And I said, well, tell me why you think that. And she says, well, my daughter noticed it. She said, I was walking from the kitchen to the dining room and I was carrying a casserole. She said, normally I can't do that because I have to use one hand for my cane. And she didn't even realize she was doing it. She just did it instinctively.
Oh, my God.
And she would call me every few days to tell me the next thing and the next thing and the next thing that she noticed. And her only complaint was is that because she didn't use her cane all the time, she kept forgetting it at places.
<You know? laughs> That's hilarious.
So that was her major complaint. But then I began to work with other people, and the responses were so rapid. You know, within a few days, people would notice a difference. And, you know, I thought, there's no way anyone's going to believe me. I worked with a young man who was in his mid-20s with MS. He walked with a cane, and he found that he no longer needed his cane, and he was absolutely delighted. He was convinced he had been misdiagnosed. That was, you know, his response to this. He went shopping with his father. He had to live at home because he was being taken care of. He went shopping with his father, and he didn't take his cane because he hadn't been using it. This was within 2 weeks of the filters being installed.
Oh, my God.
And he said he got so ill, he couldn't walk to the car. His father had to help him, and it took him about 3 hours in his home environment before his trembling disappeared and his symptoms began to disappear.
Unbelievable.
So it's not, you know, it doesn't fix your MS, but it protects you against these, you know, these high frequencies aren't there, and so your neurological system is miscompromised. I was so amazed at these results that I thought, no one is going to believe me. So I began to videotape people, and I have before and after videos. And when I show them these at presentations, I mean, the audience just gasps.
Oh, it's shocking. I'm going to post them, the links to your website with these videos, because I was watching them before the show. I mean, it's shocking the difference that these filters can make for people's, and you know, and who knows what other else symptoms that they can affect. And yes, they may not eliminate the key or the problem itself, but if you're reducing the symptoms, that's one less thing your body has to use energy for, so that it might help other things that you're doing work better.
Exactly. We also have some evidence that might actually reverse MS, because people who with MS who have had brain scans, where it shows you where the sclerosis is within the brain, if you eliminate this electromagnetic pollution from your environment for over several years, and you do another brain scan, that sclerosis goes away.
And isn't that sclerosis? It's just scarring, isn't it?
It's scarring. That's right. But somehow the tissue is able to heal itself.
Well,
not constantly exposed to a stressor.
Exactly. And since you're living, since you're alive and you have a heartbeat, your body will regenerate from anything. As long as you've
exactly.
got a heartbeat, it will regenerate. You just have to remove the offending thing.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And let's talk about cancer.
Well, a colleague of mine, Dr. Sam Milham, who's a medical doctor epidemiologist, lives in California, and learned about a school in California that had a cancer cluster among the teachers. And, you know, the teachers were really concerned about this. And the health department came in and said, no, there isn't a cancer cluster, blah, blah, blah. And they measured the school for, once again, chemicals primarily, and found that there were no toxic chemicals that they could attribute to the cancer. And so he recommended that they actually measure magnetic fields and dirty electricity. And when they did that, they found that the levels were high in some of the rooms. When he compared the readings in the specific classrooms with the teachers who taught in those classrooms, he found that teachers who taught in classrooms with high levels of dirty electricity had, I think it was something like 5 times higher risk of developing cancer. So it was absolutely huge. The teachers who never taught in these rooms had, you know, basically a background level of cancer similar to the normal population. He's now following some of the students, and he's finding that the few that he's been able to track, they're coming down with cancers in their 20s and 30s.
Oh, that's so sad.
So this is really, really awful. And simply by putting in filters and cleaning up your environment, you can reduce your exposure to that, and it might actually protect your body against cancer by, you know, promoting the healing process and just supporting
exactly.
the immune system.
Have you done any studies with against like candida or allergies? I know those are like preliminary steps to MS and cancer.
No, I haven't. You know, the amount of, first of all, we don't get any research funding to do this kind of research in North
yeah.
America. There's nothing available. So I've had to do it on my own, and hence the studies are, you know, things that I can afford to do. But this is an entire area that needs to be opened up to doctors and clinicians and scientists to study.
And truly, the answer is so simple. I was just amazed. I couldn't wait for my filters to get here. And like I said, I for the amount of equipment that I have at my desk, I had to have three filters. I actually could use a fourth one to get it down to the really, really low levels. And I mean, it was just literally the minute I plugged it in, it was reduced. It's instantaneous. So you can only imagine, I can see why people would have symptoms reduced after just a half hour.
Very sensitive people can actually tell the difference as the filters are being plugged in. And I'm not electrically sensitive. I can't feel the difference. But people who can tell me, and they're trying to explain what they feel, they say it's as if the air is cleaner and fresher. That's
how
they explain it, because, you know, there's not other words for it. But,
right. And I can't say that I am electrically sensitive. It's just that I note the one thing that I noticed, and I didn't realize it the first time we spoke about this, but I realized, oh, my God, that little high-pitched sound was not in my, it wasn't going through my head when I got ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, I don't know, but hey, if it's gone, I'm just as happy to not have it be hanging around.
Exactly.
And, you know, these filters, literally, I think they're like $35, $40 for the filters. And simple solution. I mean, you know, you can pay $100 for a pair of shoes and not get that kind of value. And here you can just simply do this one time and they seem to last. I don't know that these filters have a lifespan, but.
No, they're called filters, and that's probably a misnomer. That just makes it easy for people to understand, you know, what they do. But they have an unlimited lifespan unless your house burns down or there's a lightning storm or something that knocks
them
out. But they really last a very long time.
So
I want to make it really clear, Mona. It sounds like I'm trying to sell these filters, and I want to make it crystal clear. I do not receive any kind of kickback for the filters that are sold. And I do that with other products. I recommend certain meters for people to buy. I don't receive kickbacks from any of this. I simply find out what works, make sure it does work, and then if it does, I let people know about it.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's integrity to the maximum. And, you know, I just found out about these, and, you know, Stetzer Filters, they have no idea. I'm suggesting that people get these because, well, firsthand, I've seen what it does on the readings, just on the meter. It's shocking. But this is how we have integrity in the world is, you know, you find out something good and you let people know about it, because I'm sure there's people listening, women, sisters, and sisters love to talk. So if you know somebody or you are someone that has these symptoms, if you have MS, you have cancer, why not try it out? It's a very inexpensive solution. And I'll post the website on the with the archive so you can go check this out. So we're getting ready to take
it. It would be great if people who actually have them in their home, if they could write in and let you know what they've experienced.
Oh, absolutely.
Well.
If you get these filters and you have these symptoms, email me at mona@sisterstalkradio.com and let me know. So if you're listening, I know you know someone that's has things going on in their body that could stand to know about this. But we'll be right back after this commercial break, because we're going to talk about the bigger picture and what we can do to make this a better world and a healthier world for us all to live in. So stay tuned to Sisters Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio, to our last segment of this very fascinating show with our guest, Dr. Magda Havas. We've been talking about electricity pollution, for dirty electricity. And on this last segment, Magda, let's talk about the bigger picture and how could we influence industry or manufacturers to have equipment come pre-filtered? What would be your recommendation?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Dave Stetzer, when he first learned that this radiation was harming people, he contacted Mr. Dell of Dell Computer and said, your computer puts out, and I can't remember the exact frequency, but let's say 17 kilohertz, so that's 17,000 cycles per second. And he said, you should install a tuned filter so that the electricity goes in, it does its job, it's filtered, and it comes back clean. And the response he got back was, it would cost us about $5 per computer, and that's too expensive.
Oh.
Because they make hundreds of thousands of computers, so we're talking about, you know, millions of dollars, basically. And so they refused to do it. But if different manufacturers cleaned up their equipment, we're talking about minimal cost, and I certainly would be willing to pay the extra $5.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, probably I'd be willing to pay much more than that to ensure that it's clean when it comes into my house and doesn't corrupt my electricity. And the same is true. You know, I mentioned some of the products. Plasma televisions are absolutely horrific for this in North America.
What about LCD TVs?
Pardon? No,
LCD.
Those are fine. LCD,
okay.
And LED are fine. If you have fluorescent light bulbs in your home, compact fluorescent light bulbs or the tube fluorescent light bulbs, they generate a lot of this dirty power. And my recommendation is not to use them for all sorts of reasons, including the mercury they contain. You know, so if they break, there's a real problem.
Yeah.
But they also produce dirty electricity, and they need to be filtered if you do have them in your place.
Let's talk about dimmer switches, because I have a lot of dimmer switches in my house.
I do, too.
And as long as they're okay, as long as you're filtering the electricity?
Well, if you filter the electricity, you can use the dimmer switches and the levels won't go up very much. You'll notice, and you can use, if you have one of those meters, you can actually measure this yourself. You simply plug it into the outlet that's closest to you where your light bulb is. And then you dim the light bulb. And as you begin, as you increase dimming it, the levels of dirty power goes up.
You know,
that is, it's chopping the wave. Everything, it's like turning on, off, on, off, on, off kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
And that's what's producing the spikes.
I actually did that test on my desk because I have a table lamp on my desk that has a dimmer switch. Mm-hmm. And I was playing around with that with the filters, and I was shocked at what the meter reading did as I increased the dimmer switch to full brightness. It just practically doubled. And then as I turned it down and then obviously turned it off, it made a huge difference in the reading. And I was going, okay, well, at least I don't have a fluorescent bulb in it. But it really made me aware of, you know, I love the lamp, so that's my attachment to the lamp, but to get the filters.
Right. Now, you know, if you buy dimmer switches that are variable speed, which means you can just slowly dim things,
yes,
those are the worst ones. Those are the ones that produce dirty power. If you buy the ones that have three settings, you know, high, medium, low, those are totally clean.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you can still use dimmers, but make sure it's not the one that has the variable control, but has three specific
settings. Right, if you've got a dial or you've got those toggle switches that have the little button on the side that you can slide up and down,
yeah,
those are
terrible.
The bad ones.
That's right.
Oh, well, I've got those all over my house.
So do I.
This is why we're having the show. So I'm sure I'm not the only house on the block that has these dimmer switches.
That's right. Now, the interesting thing is if your neighbor has dimmer switches and you're on the same transformer and you don't have filters in your home, you can actually plug the meter into your home, ask them to turn their dimmer switches up and down, and you'll notice it in your home. So it actually comes in from outside your home. And so one of the things you can do is actually filter the electricity coming into your home right at the electrical box.
And how do you do that?
Well, one of the things you have to do is you'd have to get an electrician to come in and, you know, for about an hour's worth of work or half an hour's worth of work, and you ask them to put an outlet for each of the two hot wires that come into your home to service your electricity. If you have a really, you know, big house, a mansion, you'll need more, but for most of us, that will do. And you plug two filters into each of those two outlets, so that takes up four filters, and that will clean everything coming into your house. You will then need fewer filters for the rest of the house, and you would still need them for your computer because you're generating your own dirty electricity.
Right.
And if you have dimmer switches and fluorescent light bulbs and plasma TVs, then you will have to have one for each of those. But it means requiring much fewer filters and saving a lot of the cost.
Wow, I am definitely going to research that because I've already started on this, and the reading is just shocking. In fact, I was measuring the wall where my the side of the house that has the electrical meter on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Versus the other house, and it's much higher. The reading is much higher on that side of the house.
Well,
so I know it's
meters,
coming in.
Yeah, you know, one of those smart meters that they're putting on every house.
Yes.
They produce a huge amount of dirty power.
Oh, wow.
And so if you have one of those on your homes, then, you know, your power is being corrupted by that alone.
Oh, my gosh.
And that needs to be filtered.
Well, we fortunately don't have, we have that in-between smart meter where it's not activated to its full power, thankfully. But, you know, a lot of people have the smart meters. So, these filters would be another way to combat that if you can't get the meters removed right away.
That's right. Well, those meters, the ones that are attached to your house for utility, they have two problems with them. One is they produce microwave radiation to send me information, but they also have something that contributes to the dirty power. And so even if yours are not transmitting microwave radiation, they're still producing the dirty power, so they need to be filtered anyway.
Okay, and that's where you do the hot wires by your panel.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got just 3 minutes left, Magda, before the end of the show. So I want to make sure we get all the possible suggestions in for people to affect. So I'll put the link up of where you can get these filters, get a meter so you can, you know, you can be empowered to see how you can really change your own health with this. So as far as the bigger picture, if we wanted to, how do you address these manufacturers? How can you approach this?
I think you have to do it through the government, and you simply, you know, find out the federal government ministries that are responsible for the safety of these appliances, and you recommend to them that these tuned filters be installed in manufacturing equipment. My understanding of the manufacturing industry and the engineers who work on this is that if they recognize this is a real problem, they'll do something about it. But very often they need to be motivated to do something by government edicts.
Well, you know what? What I was going to say is, if you're listening to this show, you probably have a neighbor who works for the government or works for a large corporation. If they've got physical symptoms that they just can't solve, suggest these filters to them, because once you've had a personal experience with these filters and you realize the effect that it's had on you, you're more likely to take action and
That's
go,
right.
Whoa, so my friend, you don't want your friends feeling this way. So you would suggest this to your friends. And this is how we actually change the world.
That's is right. One person at a time.
One person at a time. And you just never know who you're going to mention this to. In fact, share the archive of this show and have them listen to what Dr. Havis is saying about this dirty electricity, and go on her website and watch these videos that I'm going to post, because this is just shocking the difference that you can make. So if you have a loved one who's suffering from symptoms, this is a very inexpensive way to see if it'll make a difference for them. So we're running out of time for this show. And Magda, I cannot thank you enough for being on the show. I'm going to have you back on again so we can talk about different aspects of this. And anything that we can do to help ourselves, we're all for it. So Magda, thank you so much for being on the show.
The pleasure's all mine.
And we'll have you back, and you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. So stay tuned, share this with your sisters, and have a lovely holiday week, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.